The Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
Listen, how do you feel about your first name? Mine is Rob, and I like it. I've always liked it. I've been a fan, not a big fan of Robert, because it's very, you know, two-syllabled and angry. And it's the word my disappointed mother uses when I was growing up.
No, say yay. I have been calling you Robert for 2 years.
You say it nice and softly, though. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
I say word, Robert! Van die ander kant van die huis af.
No.
Dan weet ek.
Dan weet jy.
Then I'm in trouble.
Ja. I also quite like my name, maar my een probleem met my naam is, if I'll introduce myself as Roseanne, and people will immediately say, hi Roxanne, so nice to meet you.
Yeah.
So that's my one issue, but otherwise I quite like it.
You're not Rox. You're not Ross.
Oh.
Ross from Friends is not your name.
Yeah. But I came across an article, right, about a woman whose boss gave his daughters quite strange names, in her opinion.
Yeah. What were the names?
So she was kind of getting to know her boss and talking to him about his kids, and he said, I've got two children, Kevin and Adrian. So she said, oh, little boys. And he said, no, they are both girls.
This is my daughter, Kevin.
This is my daughter, Kevin, and this is my other daughter, Adrian. So not Adrienne, like the feminine Adrian, yeah. Rocky type vibes. Adrian.
Okay, so Adi and Kev. Are my daughters. Why did he do this?
So he said that him and his wife had actually intended for it to be a bit of a confusing situation. Vir wanneer hulle eendag groot is en hulle vir werk aansoek doen of dalk vir universiteit of wat ook al. If you now see Kevin, let's call her Kevin Forbes. Kevin Forbes and Adrian Forbes, and they are applying for a job or for university. Before it gets to the idea of, okay, kom ons moet nou 'n boksie tik vir gender.
Ja.
Like that they must just be assessed on the fact that their names are Kevin and Adrian. There mustn't be any kind of like lowering of expectations because they are female or any kind of thing like that. And yeah. I just thought this was a fascinating story.
That's a very interesting thing for a parent to make a decision on.
Yeah.
Especially early on. Because, I mean, your kids also have to navigate school.
Correct.
Being called Kevin and Adrian.
Yeah. And he said in this article, he and his wife believed that the girls wouldn't get far in life with feminine names. So they believe that their daughters would be more employable with male names.
So imagine this catches on and then we stop using girls' names and then all the girls, you know, are called like Jack and Bill.
And James.
And Henry.
Yeah.
You know, like.
So this got me thinking. Oor name wat dalk bietjie eienaardig is, dit is die woord.
Mm.
Ek wil nie vreemd sê nie, because nothing is vreemd. No. Eienaardige name.
We want to know from you, do you have a name that you think is unique? Do you know someone with a unique name? Is it a vibe? Is it a cool thing to have? Is it not a cool thing to have? Maak die lewe makliker, maak die lewe moeiliker. You know, that's the question we want to know.
Net na 25 voor 5, and we're talking about unusual names.
Ronan says, my name is Ronan. I've only met two people with this name. I'm wondering if there are any more Ronans. Bro, Ronan Keating.
I mean,
one of the most famous singers in the world. I feel like you can't claim your name is unique or unknown if, like, one of the most famous people of the world has your name.
But he's never met another Ronan.
Fair enough.
There we go.
I was going to say, you can't be like, oh, my name's unique. It's Madonna.
And only the most famous rugby player in Ireland, Ronan O'Gara.
Ooh.
You see now.
Bianca says, ek en 100,000 ander meisies is amal Biancas. Amal se sister of dochter of chommy is a Bianca. Ek vote nee vir die naam Bianca.
Ay, shame.
Jou eie naam.
Laurie sent a message. My name is Laura Melda. Called Laurie by everyone. My mom was the only one after school to call me by my full name, Laura Melda.
Laura Melda.
Toe stuur Jolandi vir ons. Sy sê haar dogter se naam is Mishka Zenique. Haar seentjie se naam is Zian Stein. En die babetjie is ook met 'n Z. Ek wil dit nou nie verkeerd
uitspreek
nie.
Zara, tell me it's Zara.
Zenitschka. Zenitska Zoyechka.
Missed a trick with Zorro, I'm afraid. If you're going for Zeds, it was right
wow.
there. Right there. Shame, I'm wondering how people are hating on their own names. Melissa says, my grandmother's name, grandmother, was Rudolf Gerardus.
Oh, wow.
Everyone called her Oma Ruli.
Amaruli.
That's quite cute.
That is very cute.
I find it fascinating that in certain segments of Afrikaans culture, it's like the first name must carry on.
Yeah. Mm.
Even if there's a daughter, now we're going to call her Rudolf, you know?
So, ons producer Wayne, sy tante was die laaste in die lijn van kinders.
Yeah.
And she had a Tannie Hans. Because her name was Johannes. Nee, Johanna, nee. Nee, straight
listen,
up Johannes.
If your granny is Johannes, don't mess with her.
Exactly. Never.
Here's a question I have legitimately. Hi, Robin Ross. My name is Lucretia, but my dad decided to spell it Lucretia. So we've changed the E to a U, so now you're W Lucretia. Can I ask why parents do this? Why change one single letter away from the normal version of the name? Because all you've done is you're going to make your child spell it out to other people over and over again for their entire life. There's literally no other point to it.
Like, can I tell you?
I'm Robert with two B's. Like, come on.
You should be Robert with two B's.
Why have anyone do that to you?
Well, look, I mean, I've done one worse to my kid, and I've put in an apostrophe in his first name and then a capital letter in the middle of his second name.
I need you.
Are you trying to give your kid a secure password as a name?
It's K-E apostrophe A-N-O.
Special then, character.
Mm, exactly.
Change it every 6 months for security reasons. Yes.
So who liked it done op sy geboorte certificate?
So
as they capitalized where they're supposed to capitalize.
Well, on the birth certificate, because it's all caps,
yes,
then you can't see that one. But then I know that it's supposed to be L-A and then capital M. But then the apostrophe also, it's K-E and then apostrophe A.
Is the apostrophe on his birth certificate?
Yes. That one they
okay,
put
they
in
got
there.
That right.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
We're talking unique and interesting names. I was trying to call Courtenay as well. If you're listening, Courtenay, we wanted to get you on the line. She said her name is Courtenay, and she's obviously grown up her whole life with people thinking she's a guy when they read her name on a piece of paper, which is exactly where this conversation started.
Precisely, and Adrian.
The guy called his daughters Kevin and Adrian. And she said she hates it. And she's never felt any benefit out of it at all. And it's just annoying.
Want jy moet die hele tyd vir mense verduidelik.
Precies.
Mense sukkel genoeg om jou naam te onthou. En nou moet jy nog onthou, dit is female Courtenay. It's not male Courtenay. But maybe that'll help people remember her name. Because you got, I can net months wat Courtenay is.
Yeah.
En nou weet ek wie jy is.
I can understand why it's irritating, though. 0848500942. Unique names. Do you have one? Do you love it? Do you not? Tell us the story.